Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Donald Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fourth. The DH, Mickey Tettleton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Brad Kaminsk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Mitchell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The DH, Chris James. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Phelps. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Mitch Webster. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon strikes out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to second. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Tettleton trying to get to home. Snyder throws the ball into Alomar, who tags Tettleton, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Ripken moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fermin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. James hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Nixon. James reaches second base with a double. Fermin moves to third. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Maldonado hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fermin tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kaminsk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Nixon. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Webster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to third. Milligan moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Maldonado throws the ball into Brown, who tags Hewlett, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kaminsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaminsk hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Melvin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Maldonado is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Webster. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon strikes out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Devereaux moves to third. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Sergio Valdez now pitching. Joe Orsolak pinch hits for Brad Kaminsk. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ripken scores. Hewlett moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsolak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first, with Valdez covering, for the out. Hewlett moves to third. 1 out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Melvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valdez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Orsolak now playing right field. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. James hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Finley pinch hits for Donald Nixon. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Finley hits a pop-up towards short. Firmin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Phelps settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Finley now playing left field. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Maldonado is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phelps is 0 for 2 in the game. Phelps hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hewlett strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orsalak is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsalak. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster bunts towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Ripken covering, for the out. Snyder moves to third. Alomar moves to second. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. with a walk. Brown hits a pop-up into left field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Snyder scores. Alomar scores. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Mark Williamson now pitching. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. James is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. James takes first base on ball 4. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Maldonado takes first base on ball 4. Berga moves to third. James moves to second. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Ken Phelps. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Carlos Berga now playing shortstop. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Brooke Jacoby now playing first base. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 0 for 3 in the game. Melvin hits a line drive towards short. Berga reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Finley is 0 for 1 in the game. Finley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Finley moves to third. Doug Jones now pitching. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Holton now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsalak is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsalak hits a line drive towards first. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Melvin is 0-for-4 in the game. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster bunts towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brown bunts towards the mound. Holton fields it and throws to first for the out. Webster moves to second. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga is walked intentionally. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0-1. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. James hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Maldonado is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Maldonado takes first base on ball 4. Webster moves to third. Berga moves to second. Tom Brookins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Webster scores. Berga moves to third. Maldonado moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.